الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، إن أصدق الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jalla, this is another lesson that we're having, reading from the Sharh al-Usul al-Thalatha by Sheikh Saleh bin Fawzan al-Fawzan Habibullah Allah Ta'ala. And last week we left off on the issue of the point of the belief of Ahlul Sunnah as it relates to the belief in the prophets and the messengers, and we mention various aspects of that belief. Now we're moving on to belief in the last day. And Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned belief in the last day in many verses of the Quran. Shaykh Saleh Fawzan Hafizullah Ta'ala mentioned al-yawm الإيمان باليوم الآخر وهو الركن الخامس. It is the fifth pillar. It is the fifth pillar of Islam. No, it's the fifth pillar of Iman. It is the fifth pillar of Iman. واليوم الآخر المراد به يوم القيامة. And what is meant by the last day is the day of standing. سمي بيوم الآخر لأنه بعد اليوم الأول. And it is called Yawm al-Qiyamah because it is, or it is called the next day or the last day because it is after the first day. وَهُوَ يَوْمُ الدُّنْيَا. And the first day is the life of this world. الدُّنْيَا هِيَ يَوْمُ الْأَوَّلِ وَالْقِيَامَةِ هِيَ يَوْمُ الْآخِرِ. So the dunya is the first day and the day of judgment is the last day. والإيمان باليوم الآخر هو الإيمان بما بعد الموت من عذاب القبر. This is an important point. Belief in the last day is belief in everything that takes place after death. So, belief in the last day doesn't just mean that I believe that there is a resurrection and people will be held accountable. No, everything that takes place after death. So once the person dies, and the angels approach him, and they pull his soul out of him. Then they bring his soul up to the heavens, and he is accepted, or he is rejected. And then he's brought down into his grave, and he is questioned by the malaika. All of that is iman in the yawm al-akhir. All of that is considered from belief in the last day. The Sheikh says, والإيمان بيوم الآخر هو الإيمان بما بعد الموت من عذاب القبر. So to believe in the last day, the final day, is to believe in everything which takes place after death, from the punishment of the grave, ونعيمة, from the bliss of the grave, وسؤال الملكين في القبر, and the questioning of the angels, meaning the angels questioning the individual who has passed away in the grave. وكل ما يكون بعد القبر فهو من الإيمان باليوم الآخر. So everything that which is after the grave, even before the grave, the Shaykh mentioned, everything which is after the grave, but even before the grave, because you have things which take place before the grave, before the person is actually even placed in his grave. It's one, you have things which take place, and two, you have things that it's possible that there's no grave. It's possible that there's no grave. You know, if the individual is cremated, if the individual is melted, and ashes are not melted, because obviously he won't melt, but if the individual is cremated and his body is placed in, you know, turned into ashes, so there's no grave. But, you know, we still have the questioning of the malaika, you still have the beating of the soul, which is the disbeliever, and the likes of that, even if the person is placed or burned into ashes. This takes place, and we have yaqeen that this takes place. We have yaqeen that this takes place. Why? Because the one who informed us of is the one who does not speak of his desires, in huwa illa wahyun yuha, but it is only revelation which is revealed to him, namely the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وكل ذا الشيخ سيد وكل ما يكون بعد القبر فهو من الإيمان باليوم الآخر وكذلك الإيمان بالبعث والنشور والمحشر والحساب ووزن الأعمال والصراط والميزان الذي توزن به الحسنات والسيئات والجنة والنار and everything belief in the resurrection, belief in the people standing, belief in the reckoning, the belief in the weighing of the actions, the belief in the sirat, there would be a bridge over the hellfire, wal mizan, belief in the scales, which would weigh the good deeds and the bad deeds, wal jannatu wal nar, and belief in the hellfire, and belief in jinnah, paradise and the hellfire. All of this is from belief in the last day. He says, nu'minu biha jumlatan wa tafsila. We believe in it specifically. We believe in it generally, and we believe in it specifically. We believe in it generally, and we believe in it specifically. بداية من الموت إلى أن يستقر أهل الجنة في الجنة وأهل النار في النار. We believe in it from the time of death until the people of Jannah are settled in Jannah, and the people of the hellfire are settled in the hellfire. Everything will take place between this point and that point is belief in the hereafter. Is belief in the hereafter. And there's no doubt you have people that go astray in that regard. You have different people from amongst the Tawa'if al-Islamiyyah, from amongst the Islamic groups and parties that go astray in that regard. You know, and then you have those that, from amongst the Kufar that go astray in that regard. And you have the Baha'iyyah. You have the Baha'iyyah, the Baha'is, which is a group from India and Iran, you know, and this group, they claim to be Muslims, but they have tashayyu, they have beliefs of tashayyu involved in their religion, they have beliefs of Christians, they have beliefs of Sufis, they have beliefs of Buddhists and monks in their religion, a combination of all of that, and from their beliefs, and they say they believe in the Quran, they say they believe in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they say there's a prophet after the Prophet Muhammad, Mirza Baha or something like that. And from their beliefs is that there's no jinnah, no hellfire. But in fact, the people, when the people die, they're resurrected. The good people are resurrected, and the bad people just die. They never are resurrected for punishment or anything like that. And indeed, that is not from justice. It is not from justice that a bad individual can pass away and khalas, there's no punishment for him, other than the fact that it's totally against the Quran. Well, Allah Ta'ala mentioned the hellfire. Allah Ta'ala says, اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةِ السَّاعَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ in Surah Al-Hajj. O people, fear your Lord. Verily, the tremble of the Day of Judgment is something tremendous. يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا تَذْهَبُ كُلُّ مُرْضَعَةٍ عَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ وَتَدَعُوا كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَ وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَ وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. The day that the breastfeeding woman would drop her child, and the woman who is pregnant will drop her load, and you see the people as if they are drunk and intoxicated, but they are not drunk and intoxicated, but the punishment of Allah is severe. I mean, what is Allah talking about in this ayat in the beginning of Surah Al-Hajj? Allah is talking about Yawm Al-Qiyamah. The Baha'iyun, they say that there's no Yawm Al-Qiyamah, but the people are, if a person worships Allah and dies upon that, they're resurrected to inhabit where? To inhabit this world. The same earth that we're upon, and the people that are bad, they are resurrected, and they're not resurrected, and that's their life. You know, so there's no doubt that this is kufr. There's no doubt this is kufr. There is resurrection. There is questioning. There is jannah. There is hellfire, and the likes. Moving on to the next, and then he mentioned, فَمَنْ شَكَّ فِي شَيْءٍ مِنْهُ فَهُوَ كَافِرٌ مُتَّدٌ عَنِ الْإِسْلَامِ. Shaykh mentioned Habibullah Ta'ala, or before that he says, كُلُّ مَا صَحَّ مِنْ هَذَا نُؤْمِنُ بِهِ وَلَا نَشُكُّ فِي شَيْءٍ مِنْهُ. So everything which is mentioned and proven to be authentic by way of Quran or Sunnah, everything which is mentioned, obviously everything mentioned in the Quran is authentic, obviously. We can't have any doubt in the Quran. But everything which is proven to be authentic in the Sunnah of our beloved Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have the ahadith that are sahiha, and you have the ahadith that are weak. But that which is proven, we believe in it, we do not doubt. An ounce of doubt. We do not have any doubt in it. فَمَنْ شَكَّ فِي شَيْءٍ مِّنْهُ فَهُوَ كَافِرٌ. And whoever doubts any of it, he is a disbeliever. Whoever doubts any of it, he is a disbeliever. And it's important that we, you know, sit with our family members, our wives, our children, and we mention these things to them, we explain it to them, so that they have belief in the Akhirah, so that they have belief in life after death. You know, so that they don't feel that it's something, that it is something, you know, fictional and the likes of that. We have to explain it to them. We have to read the books to them, read the Quran to them. We have to tell them of the importance of it, the importance of this life and the likes, and the importance of the next life, and the importance of this life in terms of abandoning it and not giving it our utmost importance and our utmost focus, and but rather we fill it with actions of ibadat. We fill it with dependency upon Allah Azza wa Jal, trust in Allah, faith in Allah Azza wa Jal, worship upon Allah, and the likes. Arukn al-Sadis, the sixth pillar of Islam, no, the sixth pillar of Iman. Islam has five pillars. Iman has six pillars. And تُؤْمِنَ بِالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ. That we believe in divine decree. It's good and it's bad. تُؤْمِنَ, we believe, بِأَنَّ مَا يَجْرِ فِي هَذَا الْقَوْنِ مِنْ خَيْرٍ أَوْ شَرٍ مِنْ كُفْرٍ وَإِيمَانٍ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ وَنِقْمَةٍ مِنْ رَخَاءٍ وَشِدَّةٍ مِنْ مَرَضٍ وَصِحَّةٍ من حياة وموت كل ما يجري في هذا القوم فإنه مقدر لم يكن صدفة أو يكون أمرا مستأنفا. يعني we believe everything which takes place in this world of good and bad, of disbelief and faith, of blessings and calamities, of ease, of hardship, of illness, of good health, of life and death, everything which takes place in this life, it is from the divine decree of Allah Azza wa Jalla. It is not out of coincidence. It is not just a coincidence. So this is something extremely important. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala mentions toward the bottom of that page in the Arabic version, Surah Al-Hadid, مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مِن قَبْلِ أَن نَبْرَأَهَا. إِنَّ فِي ذَلَكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. Statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla in Surah Al-Hadid, nothing has taken place of calamities upon the earth, nor in yourselves. Nothing upon anywhere on the earth, nor anything in your personal life. Nothing took place except that it was in a book, except that it is present in a book before it comes to life, before it comes to take place, before it comes to be. Before it comes to be, it is present in a book. Verily, this is something easy for Allah Azza wa Jal. Verily, this is something easy for Allah Azza wa Jal. So the belief of the Muslim which is from the six pillars of Iman, is that we believe that Allah Azza wa Jal has written everything. And Allah Azza wa Jal has decreed everything before He created it, Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Before He created it, Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And we also believe in Hawla Hikmatul Baligha. We believe that Allah has the greatest of wisdom. So we must understand that Allah Azza wa Jal decrees everything before it takes place. It's not like the Qadariya. The Tawaf al-Islam, or the different Islamic groups from amongst them, you have the Qadariya. And the Qadariya are those individuals that say Allah doesn't know anything until it takes place. Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't know anything until it takes place. And this is kufr. This is absolute disbelief. Because from the names of Allah is Al-Alim, Allah knows. Al-Khabir, Allah is well informed. Al-Basir, Allah sees. As-Sami', Allah hears. To say, yani, what is the human? The human doesn't know something until it takes place. May Allah, Azza wa Jal, Allah is well above the humans in terms of knowledge, in terms of everything. Allah, Azza wa Jal, is above and greater than the humans. So to take away the secret of knowledge of Allah, Azza wa Jal, and to say, no, He only knows it once it takes place. That's one, to remove the sifat of knowledge. For two, is to describe Allah with what? With ignorance. Na'udhu billah. If you are to say that Allah Azza wa Jal only knows something once it takes place, that means what? That means before it takes place, Allah is what? Allah is ignorant. Na'udhu billah. It means that Allah Azza wa Jal is ignorant of something. Na'udhu billah. Did not Allah Azza wa Jal in Surah Al-Baqarah, after a few pages of Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah Ta'ala mentioned to the Malaika, إِنِّي جَعِلُ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. Verily, I am placing on the earth a Khalifa. أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا. And the Malaika said, أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءُ. Would you place in the earth the individuals who will cause discord and spread bloodshed, قَالَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. I know that which you do not know. So this is before Allah created the individuals. This is before Allah created Adam and his offspring. Allah said, إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah said to the angels, verily, I know that which you do not know. The angels don't know what is going to be the case of the humans. The angels don't know, will the humans be the individuals who cause discord and the spread of blood throughout the earth? Would that be all of the humans? No. Allah knows the hikmah. Allah knows the wisdom. Allah knows that there will be believers. خَلَقَكُمْ فَمِنْكُمْ كَافِرٌ وَمِنْكُمْ مُؤْمِنٌ. Allah knows that there will be believers who are obedient, and there will be disbelievers. قَالَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah said, I know that which you do not know. فَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. So Allah taught Adam the names of everything. ثُمَّ عَرَضَهُمْ عَلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Then Allah brought everything in front of the Malaika. فَقَالَ أَخْبِرُونِي. And then Allah Ta'ala said, inform me of their names. إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. If you are true. قَالُوا لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. Notice what the Malaika said. They said, we don't know except that which you informed us. We don't know except that which you informed us. You, إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. Verily, you are the all-knowing, the all-wise. What did the Malaika praise Allah with? Knowledge and wisdom. When the Qadariya, when the individuals who say that Allah only knows something when it takes place, and before then, ماذا يستلزم من ذلك? What does that mean? What does that imply? Is that before it takes place, Allah is ignorant of it. ونعوذ بالله. The Malaika described Allah Azza wa Jal with his sifat. أنت العليم الحكيم. Verily, you are the all-knowing and hakim. You are the all-wise. And this is that which Ahlul Sunnah must believe in. Allah is the all-knowing. Allah is all-wise. Allah is the all-knowing. He knows what would take place before it takes place. He decreed it to Barak wa ta'ala. And we're going to discuss that. Sheikh Saleh Fawzan Hafiz Allah ta'ala, he's going to discuss that. So Allah Azza wa Jalla knows what will take place before it takes place. He created everything to Barak wa ta'ala, but he did it with what? He did it with wisdom. And he did it with justice. So whether we know why it's decreed, but we know Allah Azza wa Jalla is the all just and the all wise, so there must be justice behind it, there must be wisdom, whether we understand it or whether we don't understand it. Naam. Sheikh Saleh Fawzan says, وَالْإِيمَانُ بِالْقَدْرِ يَتَدَمَّنْ أَرْبَعُ دَرَجَاتِ مَنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنْ بِهَا كُلَّهَا فَلَيْسَ مُؤْمِنًا بِالْقَدْرِ. Belief in divine decree encompasses four levels. Whosoever does not believe in all of these four levels, he has not believed in Qadr. The first of those levels, al-ilm, knowledge. بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِمَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ فِي الْأَزَلِ. Allah has known everything, not now, بِالْأَزَلِ, from the beginning. From the beginning. عَلِمَ كُلَّ مَا يَجْرِي مَا كَانَ وَمَا يَكُونُ إِلَى مَا لَا نِهَايَ. Allah knows everything that was in the past and everything that would take place, and there is no ending to the knowledge. There is no end to the knowledge of Allah Azza wa Jal. There is no limit. And in that regard, you had Imam al-Asbahani in his book Al-Hujjah, Fi Bayan al-Muhajjah, one of the books of Ahlul Sunnah of the Salaf. One of the books of Ahlul Sunnah of the Salaf, Imam al-Asbahani, rahimahullah ta'ala, who died 535 Hijri. And is one of the books that I advise my brothers and sisters to get a copy of it. Very important book. Al-Hujjah fi Bayan al-Muhajjah fi Shar' Aqidat Ahlul Sunnah by Imam al-Asbahani. And you have the tahqiq by the son of Sheikh Rabia. You have the tahqiq by Dr. Muhammad bin Rabia al-Madkhali, Habib Allah Ta'ala. Excellent book, two volumes. In that book, Imam al-Asbahani, Rahim Allah Ta'ala, mentioned the ilm of Allah compared to the ilm of the creation. Allah was always knowledgeable, where the creation is ignorant, and then they learn. Allah doesn't need to learn. It's one. Likewise, there's a limit. He mentioned several, but I'm just going to try to remember a few. There's a limit to the knowledge of the creation, where there's no limit to the knowledge of Allah Azza wa Jalla. It's two. He also mentioned that the individual, when he dies, all of his knowledge is gone. But there's no death for Allah Azza wa Jalla. There's no death for Allah Azza wa Jalla. The individual only knows about that which he's experienced. He only knows about that which he's experienced, meaning he only knows about that which has taken place. He only knows about that which has taken place. As for that which has never taken place, he has no knowledge of. Whereas Allah Azza wa Jalla knows even about that which didn't take place, and if it were to take place, how exactly it would take place. And at that point, subhanAllah, in that point, once again, we've heard the scholars mention that Allah Azza wa Jalla knows about that which takes place before it takes place, and Allah knows about that which doesn't take place, but if it were to take place, how exactly it would take place. And he mentioned, and this is why it's very important to read the books of the Salaf. This is why it's extremely important to read the books of the Salaf, because when they spoke with hikmah, and they spoke with wisdom. They spoke with wisdom and they spoke with understanding. And they clarify for us the aqidah of the believer, the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah, as clear day. There remains no discrepancy, there remains nothing unclear when you read the books of the Salaf. And walillah alhamd, you have the scholars of Ahlul Sunnah of our time, they are upon the same methodology. They're upon the same methodology. The books of Sheikh Saleh Fawzan, the books of Sheikh Al-Taymin, the books of Sheikh bin Baz, the books of the ulama of who have passed away during our time and the books of the ulama who are still present, when you read their books, it becomes absolutely clear to you the belief. Now, he mentions as an example of that, Imam al-Asbahani rahim Allah ta'ala, he said, for example, in Surah Al-Kahf. In Surah Al-Kahf, Allah Azza wa Jal, Khidr and Musa, Allah mentioned the first thing that they did is they went upon the ship. And Khidr pulled some of the planks up. And Musa said to Khidr, and it's ajib because, in many of us, we read Surah Al-Kahf, before I continue, many of us, we read Surah Al-Kahf, but we never thought about that. And the shahid, or the benefit of aqidah, taken from that story of Musa and Khidr. He said, Khidr pulled up the plank. Khidr pulled up the plank. And when Musa responded to Khidr saying, why are you, oppressing them? Why are you destroying their ship? And Khidr wouldn't respond. And I'm going and the other two as well. The other two as well, or the following one as well, of the killing of the boy. He mentioned it as well. But he said, this is an example. Imam al-Asbahani, who died 535, he said, this is an example of the qa'ida, the principle of Allah knows that which doesn't take place, but if it were to take place, how it would take place. He said, because of Khidr removing the plank, the oppressive king that came thereafter left that ship. He did not overtake it. He did not, he did not steal it from them. Because of what? Because of the defect that was present, and that was the plank being broken. So this is an example of Allah knowing something that didn't take place, but if it were to take place, how it would take place. Meaning, had Khidr left it, then the king would have come, the oppressive king would have come and would have stolen the ship from the individuals. And likewise, the following story of the boy. The following story of the boy who would have been disobedient and he would have caused his parents to go into kufr and the likes of that. Imam al-Asbahani rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned this is the knowledge of Allah azza wa jal and the difference between the knowledge of Allah and the knowledge of his creation. And this is an example of how Allah knows something that doesn't take place, but if it were to take place, how it would take place. Now, in continuing, the second, so that was the first level, and that we that Allah knows everything. And not that Allah was ignorant, and then Allah learned and the likes of that. No, Allah Azza wa Jal was alim always, tabarak wa ta'ala. The second is al-kitab fi lawh al-mahfuz, that Allah Azza wa Jal writes down everything that would take place. Allah Azza wa Jal wrote down everything that would take place from the beginning of time until the Yawm al-Qiyamah. Allah wrote it in al-lawh al-mahfuz. And you have that in hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أول ما خلق الله القلم قال له اكتب. The first thing that Allah created was the pen, and Allah said, and actually you have the translation, the first thing that Allah created was the pen, or when Allah first created the pen. When Allah first created the pen, and some of the ulama said the second that I just mentioned is correct. When Allah Azza wa Jalla first created the pen, meaning the throne of Allah is before the pen. Meaning the throne of Allah is before the pen. So when Allah first created the pen, he said to the pen, write. The pen said, وَمَاذَا أَكْتُبْ? What should I write? What shall I write? قَالَ أَكْتُبْ مَا هُوَ كَاهِمْ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Allah said, write that which would take place until the day of judgment. So the pen wrote everything that would take place until the day of judgment, and that is preserved in the Lawh al-Mahfuz. That is preserved in the preserved tablets, as is mentioned in Surah Al-Hadid. As is mentioned in Surah Al-Hadid. And unfortunately, okay, so we have that Allah knows everything and that Allah writes everything. Unfortunately, you have the Sufiya who say that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam knows, and the Lawh al-Mahfuz is only, it's preserved tablets, is only known by Allah Azza wa Jal. You have the Sufiya that say even the Prophet knew that which was in the Lawh al-Mahfuz. You have the Sufiya that say even the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam knows what's in the Lawh al-Mahfuz, and they have it in the Abiyat. They have it in the lines of poetry. they said ومن علمك ومن علمك اللوح اللوح والقدم والقلم عفوا. They said and البصيريه is the lines of poetry called البصيريه which are filled upon which are filled with shirk and kufr. They say and from your knowledge is that which is in the preserved tablets and that which the pen wrote. From your knowledge is that which is in the preserved tablets and that which the pen wrote. Subhanallah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam many times, in many instances in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had to wait for revelation. When Aisha was accused of indecent actions, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated from, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Aisha to go to her family, and he told her, you have to wait for the revelation to come. If the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew that which was in the, was present in the Lawh al-Mahfuz, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wouldn't have done such a thing. And many other cases where the Prophet ﷺ had to wait for revelation to descend upon him. If that was the case, and if that was the case that the Prophet ﷺ had to wait for revelation, then how could he know that which was present in the Lawh al-Mahfuz? And how could he know that which was present in the Lawh al-Mahfuz? Now, the third, and I feel that my phone battery is going to die soon, so I won't take too much time. The third is al-mashi'atullah al-nafidah, that the will of Allah. So first Allah has knowledge of everything, then Allah writes it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills it. Allah wills it to take place. وَهِيَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ يَشَاءُ الشَّيْءُ وَيُرِيدُهُ. Allah wants something, and Allah wills something. فَمَا مِنْ شَيْءٍ يَحْدُثْ إِلَّا وَقَدْ شَاءَهُ اللَّهُ وَأَرَادَهُ. Nothing takes place and comes about except that Allah decreed it. Except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed it and wanted it. Now, as is present in the Lawh al-Mahfuz, as it is present in the Lawh al-Mahfuz, and in this regard we have to understand, because some people might say, but does Allah azza wa jal, some people might say, but the evil, the kufr, the shirk, why does Allah decree that? Why does Allah allow that? Why does Allah want that? Go back to the asl, like we mentioned in the beginning. In everything that Allah decrees, there is a wisdom. In everything that Allah decrees, there is a wisdom, whether we know it, whether we don't know it. When will it become apparent? When will it become apparent? Yawm al-Qiyamah. Yani, certain things will become apparent, Yawm al-Qiyamah. Yani, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed that which He decreed, and the likes of that, yani, will we ever know the exact wisdom of Allah azza wa jalla? No, we can't say that. This is something specifically for Allah azza wa jalla. But many things will become apparent on the Day of Judgment. The munafiqoon, it becomes apparent on the Day of Judgment. The people who disobeyed Allah, the intention, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, or actually mentioned in the ayat in the Quran, where Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ مُسْتَطَرٍ. Everything is written. The deeds, the ill intentions, this, that, everything is written. It will become apparent on the Day of Judgment. It will become apparent on the Day of Judgment. The mujrimoon would say about the book, لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. When they see the book, they would say, this book doesn't leave anything. Whether it's major or whether it's minor, this book doesn't leave anything. It has not missed anything. They said, لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. And they would see that which they performed. It would be present in front of them. So anything that is hidden from the believers, in terms of the actions of the people and the likes of that and their ill intentions, it will be brought forth on the Day of Judgment. The Prophet ﷺ mentioned in the Hadith of Abu Huraira, أول من تسحر بهم النار يوم القيامة. The first three people that will be thrown into the hellfire on the Day of Judgment, people with what? People with ill intentions. People with ill intentions, it will be brought forward on the Day of Judgment. يوم تبلى السرائر فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ وَلَا نَافِرٍ. The day that everything which was hidden will become apparent. Everything which is hidden will become apparent. So indeed, Allah has the greatest of wisdom. We don't know it. لَا يُسْأَلُ عَمَّا يَسْأَلُ. Allah, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, Allah is not asked about that which He does. So we understand that Allah has the greatest of wisdom. We understand that Allah azza wa jal, we understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all just. And remember what the malaika said? Or remember what Allah said to the malaika? إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. I know that which you do not know. I know that which you do not know. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows it, Allah wrote it, Allah decrees it. And the fourth point, مرتبت الخلق, Allah brings it about. Allah creates it and brings it about. So Allah Azza wa Jalla knows it. And this is all divine belief and divine decree. Levels of belief and divine decree, all of them have to be believed in. Is that we know that Allah has knowledge of everything. We know that Allah ordered the writing of everything. We know that Allah wills it to take place. And we know that Allah Azza wa Jalla creates it and brings it about. These are all of the maratib al-qadr that it is upon Ahlul Sunnah to believe in. Inshallah ta'ala, next week we will continue with the remaining portion of this, and then we will go on to belief in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah knows best, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.